Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Mac with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate is offering free buses for homeless people to go to Byron Bay. He said it is a tongue-in-cheek suggestion, but homeless people, if they want to, can come down to Byron Bay and enjoy the lifestyle. Last week, council officers issued 12 people camping at Carey Park, Southport, to leave the area by Monday. It is legal to camp in Gold Coast public parks. The city of Moreton Bay also announced that homeless camping is illegal and began throwing away tents and other possessions of homeless campers at Eddie Highland Park last week. In more local news, a national audit of phone reception coverage is underway, and some suburbs around Brisbane have already been named as lower coverage areas. Telstra and Optus coverage maps already showed what areas around Brisbane are covered, but the in-person experience is what is being examined by the audit. Suburbs such as Mackenzie to the southeast, Telstra customers in Tarragindi, Chermside and Holland Park, and Optus customers in Jindalee, Graceville and Wavell Heights. Service providers admit that services can be affected by external factors like disturbance from trains and freeways, as well as a lack of antennas in higher need areas. In national news, the Federal Greens are on attack against the major parties recently announced housing policies, as leader Adam Bandt backs Max Chandler Mather's scanting comments on them on the ABC 7:30 program. The housing policies announced by Labour and the LNP were touted to support first home buyers, but housing experts say the plans would worsen the housing market and does not address the root cause of the issue. Labor shortages, increased cost of materials, and land banking by big developers are some of the core concerns experts have on the national industry.
The Invasive Species Council is calling on major parties to commit to the eradication of fire ants this election, as the destructive pest was discovered next to the Gold Coast Airport recently. CEO of the JAC Council, Jack Goff, said that the discovery is a perfect example of why governments should commit more funding to the program and eradicate the ants for good. He said, in the lead up to the federal election, we need to see the major parties matching Queensland's recent $24 million funding boost to go towards community support and public education, plus commit the $378.56 million needed to fully fund eradication from 2027 to 2031. In international news, Ghana has banned all foreigners from trading in its local gold market as the country looks to boost its national revenue and streamline its mining industry. It follows as the Ghanaian government recently granted exclusive authority of gold mining to the Ghana Gold Board, which will now facilitate all further foreign gold sales. The change would see more government control over the national mining industry, as illegal mining and poorly regulated informal mining agreements cause environmental disasters. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy and it's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. Perfect opportunity for some warm inner glow from 4ZZZ subscribers. There is very little fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.